Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Well, we cannot wait for day two of the championships. If it was anything like last Saturday, it is going to be mouth-watering racing at its best. And I bet one man who can't wait to be trackside on Saturday in the flesh is Jamie Richards. It's been a long time since Jamie's been able to head to the races in Australia, but I'm pleased to say he is back in Oz. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Good, Michael. How's things?
Very well, indeed. You're happy to be in Australia, having a look at your superstars in the flesh?
Yeah, good to be back. Good to dust off the passport and get over here and see what's happening.
Well, when you set eyes on Probabil, were you happy with what you saw?
Yeah, she looks great. Yep, she's held her weight well. Good and strong, and just sort of starting to get a little bit fluffy in the coat, but just getting to that time of the year. So, she's ready to run really well on Saturday and have a bit of a break.
Yeah, well, she's had a little freshen up since the All-Star Mile, which nothing went right. Once that rain hit, it was just a forget race for her. Was there any concern coming through that, how she may have handled it?
No, she seems to have bounced through it in good shape. Went down to the Mornington Peninsula, had a couple of days to freshen up, and Ashley, who's travelling with her everywhere, has been happy with her, and I was pleased with how she looked when I saw her. Her trial there last Friday was encouraging, and her work on Tuesday was good, so yeah, she's where she needs to be.
Well, she's back to the scintillating form that saw her beat Arcadia Queen in the Futurity. She looks a good race for her on Saturday, and it's no surprise she's a firm favourite, and it appears that she's going to get more favourable firm conditions on Saturday as well.
Yeah, lovely morning up here today. And probably going to get a nice day. Might get a shower for a Friday, Saturday, possible shower, but she's in good shape, and she'll appreciate the track. It looks a nice race for her. Shelley Vermeer's set weight.
Well, Probabil is the favourite in the Group 1 Queen of the Turf. Amaralina is probably the most intriguing runner of the day in the Group 1s because she takes on the Aussie fillies in the Australian Oaks. We've been watching her in New Zealand, Jamie, talking about her for quite some time. She's got a phenomenal record. How has she settled into Sydney?
Yeah, pleased with her. She settled in well. Ate well last night and looked bright and happy when I saw her this morning and looked good working as well. So, all pleased with her. She seems to have settled in well.
She hasn't had a run since the New Zealand Oaks on the 20th of March. You happy with that preparation and that gap between runs leading into the Oaks on Saturday?
Yeah, she's done plenty of work. She's had a trial and a trip over. I think she's done enough. A little bit of three-quarter on the Kenzo this morning, and the way that she pulled up suggests that she's fitting forward enough to be going off.
Well, you know, the calibre of horse you need to beat the Australians in Group 1s over here, is she that type of horse? Is she good enough to win the Oaks on Saturday?
Yeah, we believe she is. Obviously, they don't give these races away. They're very hard to win, but pleased with where she's at, and you can appreciate the good ground that she's making on Saturday as well. Probably going to be midfield or a touch worse from Barrier 7. But I think she'll get to the outside, and she has got a very good turn of foot. So, it's going to be interesting to see how she shakes up.
And, gee, you've got another exciting mare who goes around on Saturday, and she's been very well backed. No surprise when you see her record. 6 starts, 5 wins and a second, Entrevere. What can you tell us about this mare? How good is she?
Yeah, I think she's pretty handy. Her record's good. She's been, one of her last couple of group races in good shape. This is a big step up for her. Not often do you bring horses over here and run them over these sorts of trips. 1,200 metres against the sprinting fillies and mares, but she does appear to be pretty gifted. She has drawn out. They get a little bit frustrating, but might not be the worst place to be by the last race. They sort of might be getting down centre track by then. So if she's through that with a bit of cover and finishing off, would be happy. James came in and rode her this morning. Was pleased with her. So, we think we've got a nice horse in our hands.
Yeah, she's drawn 16, as you mentioned, which is pretty awkward. For those who haven't seen her racing in New Zealand, what's her racing style? Is it midfield look for cover? Will she be on speed, or will you go back?
No, I think she'll be back a little bit. When she has drawn well, we've been able to put her up in the race. But when she's drawn bad, we've sort of rode her a little bit conservative, and I think we'll do that again on Saturday. We're really going to have no option to, because she does begin the best. She'll be getting out to the middle of the track on straightening, and she has got a very good turn of foot. She's very fast mare, a lot of raw speed. So it's going to be interesting to see how she shapes up.
Three brilliant chances on Saturday, Jamie. If you're going to back one, who would it be?
I guess probably Bill, Michael. She's been over here, done the job, run the Epsom on the Futurity. Looks a nice race for her, and she seems to be healthy. But probably, I think the market has got it about right.
Looking forward to seeing you and your girls at Royal Randwick on Saturday, Jamie. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.